Taking stock of 2010, what was the most important business story? Jobs, housing, the BP oil spill?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. Coming up, we'll look back and look forward at the business stories we should be paying attention to. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The Dow is up 23 points at 11,598. The NASDAQ up about 0.1%. And the S&P 500 also up about 0.1%. An amazing comeback for AIG, the bailed out insurance giant. Its stock is up about 97% since the beginning of the year. That's 10 times better than the return for the Dow, which is up just 9.7% for the year. And talk about a comeback. The world's top concert ticket seller in 2010, Bon Jovi. AC/DC was close behind. What year is this again? Now, let's get to Richard DeKayser, our regular Wednesday economist. He's chief economist at the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Washington this morning. Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
So for you, what is the most important economic story of 2010?
Well, I think it's the stabilization of the housing market. You know, this was the absolute epicenter of the collapse of the Great Recession. The news is certainly not good, but the market has stabilized. Home sales today, if you look at the big picture, new existing condos, single families, basically where they were at the very low point of 2009. There's been a lot of volatility, but we've seen a floor on home sales. Home construction is actually moving up a little bit. So I'll call it a qualified good news story in staunching the utter collapse and free fall of housing. Which seems to have played out over the past year.
And what about for the next year, Richard? We got some sort of disappointing news about home prices yesterday. What do you think is going to happen next year with the housing market?
You're absolutely right. The Case-Shiller Index showed a home price decline in the month of October. Very disappointing, but this is part and parcel of what we're seeing. Another indicator, the FHFA price index, showed an increase in the same month, and that's what you see at these moments when indicators are mixed. Stabilization is the story. And going forward, I think we'll see this more of the same. Bottoming along, maybe modest gains as lenders loosen up the purse strings a little bit, but we've still got to work off a big inventory. So I'd say slogging ahead is the story for housing in 2011.
Well, let's hope you're right, at least that things are going to get better. Richard DeKayser, chief economist at the Parthenon Group, thanks and Happy New Year.
My pleasure, and same to you.
Now to another big story of 2010, mergers and acquisitions. Thanks to all the cash companies have been sitting on, global mergers were up almost 20% this year, and more are expected next year. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports on what that means for the job market.
When companies merge, it might mean a new name on your paycheck.
Hey, you guys, what's the name of the new company going to be?
We combine Morgan and Poland. Molen Spring.
Molen?
Or it might mean no paycheck. Mergers often lead to layoffs. David Becker teaches finance at Drexel University. He says layoffs will be minimal. Companies are already running lean and mean.
It's going to be very hard to slash a workforce when you do a merger if you've already cut to the bone.
And that's why he calls this round of mergers strategic. Companies have stockpiled cash during the recession, a historic stash of nearly $2 trillion. Shareholders want returns, so now bigger firms are buying smaller ones that will grow, eventually. But that doesn't do much for the job market right now, says James Brock at Miami University. What would? Companies growing internally.
That is new plant, new equipment, research and development, rather than just buying something that somebody else has already built.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
We'll take a wide turn now to find a strange economic indicator in the world of trucking. Turns out in harder times, there may be more of a demand for trucks and, by extension, more demand for new drivers. In the latest installment of our Economy 4.0 series about new ways to measure the economy, Marketplace correspondent David Brancaccio reports on what might be called the semi-indicator.
Cuba, Missouri sits along lifelines of American commerce. First, historic Route 66, and now there's Interstate 44, a major artery for trucks across what the U.S. Census identifies as the center of the U.S. population. Cuba is also home to West Wind CDL Training Center, CDL, as in commercial driver's license, what you need to drive a truck.
About 300 drivers a year come through.
Mark Leathers, formerly of the Missouri Highway Patrol, is Westwind's boss. His team gives newbie drivers 3 weeks of basic training. There's a few weeks more instruction once they get hired by trucking companies. It's Leathers with the surprising theory that trucking thrives during a downturn.
The trucking industry is really big right now. With the economic conditions the way they are, the bigger companies can't afford to warehouse near the material they used to. So now, these companies, when they need something, they've got to have it now. They can't wait on it, or it's not sitting in the back room somewhere. Everything is trucked. As soon as they call for it, it's on its way.
When companies are being careful during unsettled economic times, they may push the famed just-in-time delivery idea to its limits. Having low inventories of parts or products saves money. But Rosalind Wilson, a transportation analyst at Delcan Corporation, says trucking goes up when the economy goes up, not the other way around. Still, she says it's a useful economic indicator.
If you actually look at the numbers compared to last year, trucking is doing great, you know, 5.9, 10.1% increase over previous year, except the previous year was so low that we still aren't back up to where we were prior to the recession.
The boom at the driving school may stem from a shortage of drivers as older ones retire. It's calculated the country needs 400,000 new truckers this year and next. First years can earn into the high 30s annually, if they don't mind the hours, the traffic, or the time away from home. In Cuba, Missouri, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
Well, whether you're a trucker or not, you can see what kind of future your job has on the Future Jobs-O-Matic. It's at marketplace.org. And finally, the U.S. Postal Service, which lost more than $8 billion in the last fiscal year, has a new idea. Starting in January, reports say all first-class stamps will be considered forever stamps. So you'll be able to use them forever, regardless of changes in the cost of postage. Now, it seems the only thing at the U.S. Postal Service that won't last forever is the Postal Service. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Can a global business survive today without securities, derivatives, or even loans?
We don't owe nothing. We don't borrow. We haven't for many, many years.
You don't borrow money for this?
I don't borrow money.
I'm Bob Moon, getting by the old-fashioned way, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.